Hello. Well, this last weekend we were reporting to a supporting church up in the mountains of North Carolina. And after the service, the pastor had Mimi and I go up front and just be there so the people could the believers there could file by and say hi and shake our hands and ask questions or whatever, just kind of a time of fellowship. And so after a little while, a lady came by who gave me permission, by the way, to tell this story. And so we had a book table there right beside us. And one of the books on the table is the new one called The Range of Grace and has 31 articles from the Pentateuch. And so this lady came by, her name is Holly, and she said, "Now I wanted to tell you a story, something that happened. I don't know exactly if it happened this last week or last month or anyway, at some point recently." So she and her husband, they have a son who had a very, very bad bicycle accident and required, it just tore up the back of his leg, and he was really, really bad at operations and just, I think they had grafts, and it was a mess. And he was, I guess, then at the home for a long time recovering, and she was with him. Well, years before at the church, she had picked up one of the books called Just a Minute, the one that BJ Press had published with 96 of my articles and devotionals from the Bible. And she had picked it up years ago, but had never read it. And so when she saw that she was going to be spending a lot of time at home with her son, she picked it up and started reading it. And of course, they were going through a hard time because it was really, really difficult time of recovery and going very slow. And so she was reading it, and then on one particular day, she read the article called The Everlasting Bow. It's from Genesis 9. And about the rainbow. And she said, as she was telling us the story, she was tearing up a bit as she remembered how the Lord had used that article to really, really bring her peace of heart, that his promises were true, that he was there, I guess, with them and watching over them and helping the young boy as he recovered. And so she had read that morning, and she had gone out to do some errands. And while she was gone, she got a text from a friend who said, "Look what I saw," I guess. And she sent her a picture. The friend sent her a picture of a beautiful full rainbow right over where her house was. And she just could not believe the incredible timing of God in bringing that all together, both the article, the specialness of it, and then the timing of her going out and this friend sending her a picture with a beautiful rainbow, reminding them of God's promises. But it all happened within a few hours. Now you figure all that out and see what the probabilities of something like that coming together. They don't exist unless God decides to do it. So that was a blessing. We don't often hear back from those who are reading the book and the articles, but every once in a while, God lets us see that they are being a blessing, and so I hope they're a blessing to you. And if you don't have that book, why, make a little, how do you say it? A little sales pitch right here. It's called The Range of Grace. You can text me or go on Amazon and get it. But anyway, it was a blessing to hear that story and to see how God used it. Okay, goodbye. God bless you. Bye.